Fran Gavin, we are at the Coghill Celtic launch for the new season, the National League. Great excitement up here in Buncrana, in Inishowen, in Donegal. This is a totally new chapter for the FAI and Irish soccer, and you can see there's a buzz about it.
There is, yeah, and this is the fourth one I've been to in the last while, because clubs are now launching their National League entry, and there's a buzz, and this is really great to see. It's a positive step. It's unique for the FAI and for all the clubs, because we have, the league is made up of clubs from junior football, intermediate football, the colleges, and also our underage National League teams like Mayo and CK United will have senior men's team in it. So it's great excitement around, and everybody's looking forward to it, and we just wanted to get it kicked off, and just need to be a bit patient now as we get to the last weekend in August.
Yeah. Now tell us the structure for this new National League for people who aren't familiar. Just there's going to be a number of sections.
There is. Well, what we have first of all is a truncated season. So it's to fill the gap between the end of the traditional season and then the start of the 2027 season, which is a calendar season. So we'll have, for this season, we'll have three groups of five. So we try and keep it local with a bit of travelling in it as well. But it's making sure that teams like from Donegal are not going down to Cork or Kerry, or and they're not going up that way, just to make sure that, because the cost of travel now is quite expensive. But it's to making sure that happens. So, and then in the new season, the 2027 season, which is, I suppose, is the official start of the league, it'll be two sections, north and south. Yeah. And they'd play each other into a playoff section. The winners will play each other. And then they'll go into a playoff, and the winners will play off against the team in the SSE or Tristy First Division, the bottom team in that, and if they achieve the First Division license, they would be promoted. And if they don't, the First Division team would remain there. So it's a bit of work for the clubs, and it's going to take a while for it to settle.
Yeah. So when there's something new happening, you know, there's always going to be little things to tweak, but I know the whole application process, part of the criteria and something you wanted to make sure is that these new clubs coming in, that they weren't just going to be in for one season and maybe testing it out. You want to make sure that they're there, I think, for three seasons, sort of to I suppose, establish that foundation.
Yeah, initially three seasons. I mean, we had a lot of applications. We had nearly 70 applications, so we filtered them down, and we got down to about, I think, 30. And then after, we sent them out an assessment document which they needed to come in and present on to our selection committee in the FAI. And we got, that was about 20 clubs, or just more than 20 came in. And they didn't all make it, you know. Some of them need a bit more time. And they might come in 2028. But we did settle for these clubs because we know they're well structured, they're well run, they're good competitive clubs with a high standard of coaching, good facilities as well, and give us a spread as well where we want to develop the game in it. So, you know, it was a process that they, initial application, they looked at the documents we sent them, they came in and presented, we went on a site visit, and then we came back in, and then the committee met and assessed them all again, and this is where we landed. So the plan is to build the league over the next few years into 20. We'd like to see 20. That would be the most suitable number we would like, and have 10 and 10, north and south. But we'll get there. But it's going to bring a lot of challenges to clubs, to the FAI, to the local game even, you know, in those different areas, because anything being introduced, it's new. You know, some people are hesitant about it. And, you know, but I think overall, this is a great development for football in Donegal, in Inishowen. And, you know, everybody should benefit in the long term. Players, coaches, clubs, and the league.
And there's 15 clubs in the initial truncated season.
15.
I'm old enough to remember the first season of the First Division when it started, and I was a regular at the Carlisle grounds, and Bray and Finn Harps had some great old tussles, and there were Derry City, of course, were coming in, and there was crowds of 3,000-4,000 with lots of games. You know, that novelty sort of factor at the beginning and new clubs, that all helps it.
It does, yeah. And it's I remember I was around the same time, must be similar ages. But yeah, and that developed over, you know, over a good while. And now it's great you have that relegation and promotion, you know, so that keeps everybody on their toes, particularly in the first division. And then the excitement is about the this league is that it's not League of Ireland. It's not sort of it's the top of the grassroots game, and it's a bridge into the League of Ireland, which was a closed shop. So now it's open. So now it'll make the first division a bit more competitive, because there'll be no dead rubber games at the end of the season. And then you'll have to play well and be a good side, actually, to try and beat that first division team. First of all, win the competition and then beat. So it's quite a it's quite competitive, and you need to be really on your game. You know?
And finally, just from, I suppose, from the FAI's point of view, we're also seeing teams coming in from parts of the country that maybe didn't have League of Ireland soccer before. So again, it's another stepping stone as part of this whole pathway and broadening the game.
It is. And in areas, like, there still is some areas that we see there's gaps in, you know, like around Monaghan, Navan, that sort of middles, and around Tipperary, around those areas as well. And a couple of more places, maybe Clare. But we've had expressions of interest around that. But they just need time, a bit more work with their clubs, and to establish themselves a little bit more, because it's a big commitment. And these 15 clubs have committed for three seasons after this short season. So, and that's a big commitment for them. But we'll assist them in every way we can in working with them. But it's there to develop coaches, players, referees, administrators in clubs, and the game overall.